Good morning. Yesterday, after a three-week offensive, Israeli officials announced a unilateral ceasefire with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert saying their goals had been reached in badly damaging Hamas's ability to wage war on Israel. Then Hamas announced a week-long ceasefire. For the latest, we go to Bethany Bell, who is a BBC correspondent in Jerusalem. Welcome, Bethany.
Hi.
So what does Hamas's ceasefire of 1 week, what does that mean? What does Hamas want to happen for that to be extended?
They say the Israeli army should withdraw from Gaza in this week, and they want also to see the border crossings of Gaza opened up again. There's been very, very restricted access over these borders for the last year and a half, and they say they want those border crossings opened, but most important, they want to see the Israeli troops withdraw.
And to that first point, the Israeli troops have begun pulling troops out of Gaza. Do they plan to pull all of the troops out of Gaza?
Well, the Israeli army, when I spoke to a spokesman from there a little bit earlier on, they're not giving any details as to how quickly this is going to happen or how many have already come out. What they are saying is that the process is continuing. And I've also heard from an Israeli security official saying that some of the reservists who'd been called up have now been told they can go home. So I think there is a suggestion, a feeling here that this is coming to some sort of conclusion. People are coming out. But I think the troops also remain on high alert in case the ceasefire is broken.
Have there been any reports today of Hamas launched missiles into Israel?
No. Today, the Israeli army says it's been quiet. Yesterday, before Hamas announced its ceasefire, there were still rockets fired out of Gaza. But since pretty much overnight was very, very quiet, today we've heard no reports of any kind of rockets. So the ceasefire does seem to be holding.
And meanwhile, does Egypt continue to try to broker a formal ceasefire, a more formal agreement between Israel and Hamas?
Well, diplomatic efforts are still going on to try and sort of firm up the ceasefire, if you like. But there's a problem here in that Israel and Hamas don't talk to each other. Egypt has been carrying out negotiations separately with the Israelis, with Hamas, to try and figure out. Now, what Israel has been saying is that one of its key demands was to stop Hamas from being able to rearm in the future. And a couple of days ago, the Israeli foreign minister came to the U.S. and got an agreement to help prevent Hamas from resmuggling, sort of to get some sort of agreement to allow there to be more cooperation between the U.S. and Israel in terms of intelligence, so what we understand, to stop the weapons coming into Gaza in the first place.
So, Bethany, is it your sense that this ceasefire may be the result of the fact of the new administration in the U.S. coming in tomorrow because neither side wanting to be fighting on a day that Barack Obama takes office? Or is there some material movement, some substantive movement in the discussions that have been happening diplomatically?
Well, I certainly think that there's a sense in Israel that, you know, the Israelis don't want to blot their copybook with a new U.S. president. They don't want there to be fighting when Barack Obama is sworn in. Also, there's been a lot of international pressure for this to stop. We've seen large casualties on the Palestinian side. From Hamas's perspective, it's taken a very severe battering over the last 3 weeks. The Israeli army says it's destroyed a lot of the military infrastructure that Hamas has. So I think there is a sense, you know, on all sides that perhaps, you know, the time has come to sort of wind things down. But as I say, things are still quite fragile. We had the Israeli prime minister yesterday saying that the ceasefire he felt was fragile and that the troops were monitoring it from minute to minute. But I think all sides really are happy to see a pause in the fighting at the moment.
Bethany Bell, thank you very much. Bethany Bell is a BBC correspondent, and she was reporting to us from Jerusalem.